The BAE Systems Podcast.
Hello and welcome to a podcast special from BAE Systems. I'm Tim Smith, and in this edition we'll be focusing on UK sport and our British athletes. Simon Timpson is Director of Performance at UK Sport and joins me from their London office. Welcome, Simon.
Thanks, Tim. And it's wonderful to be here and celebrating such a great Games in Rio.
Indeed. So how is morale then now among the team at UK Sport after that success in Rio?
Well, it's absolutely fantastic. As you can imagine, we've exceeded our target of 48, better than Beijing, best away games ever. We've even gone past our London total, the first nation ever to be more successful in Olympic Games after hosting. We've made history. Everyone is just so excited, and probably for a lot of us, the main emotion now is just one of relief that we've been to Rio, we've got the job done, and it's been so successful. And I think the athletes and the staff at the British Olympic Association and UK Sport just cannot believe how engaged the nation have been in the performances in Rio and the inspirational effect it's had on so many people. And I think it's genuinely united the nation.
How does UK Sport's relationship then with companies like BAE Systems contribute to the success of British athletes?
UK Sport's partnership with BAE Systems is absolutely critical to sustaining the success of our high performance system and enabling athletes to succeed at the Olympic and Paralympic Games on the greatest stage of all. Because UK Sport has limited resources, finite capacity to support sports. And in particular, we don't have the technological engineering expertise that exists in BAE Systems, a world-leading aerospace manufacturer, that can really complement and bring that extra edge to our sports and provide our athletes with some of the best training opportunities and competition equipment available.
Okay, thanks, Simon. We'll be back with you in just a moment. But let's hear from one of our athletes in particular who's benefiting from the technology and the equipment.
I'm Hannah Cockcroft, MBE. I am a wheelchair racer on the Great Britain Athletics team. And I'm double Paralympic champion from London 2012, seven-time world champion, and I hold four world records in the T34 classification. BAE Systems have been working with us since just after Beijing in 2008. And they've been looking actually more about how the athlete sits in the chair, how you can change the position, and then also more about what we wear, so our helmet and our clothing, and how that all helps with aerodynamics and kind of improving those and making sure we're getting everything we can out of going as fast as we can. For me, so part of my disability is problems with my hand function. I live up in Yorkshire, so that sometimes means I can't get to the track that day or I can't get out on the roads. And so they've built us a training tool that means that I can train indoors, basically, which is great.
Now let's hear from a graduate at BAE Systems who's been working with UK Sport and can tell us a bit more about the partnership.
I'm Lucy Harden. I'm a graduate mechanical engineer based at Rochester. Our relationship with UK Sport has been going since 2008, so we've supported over 250 athletes and 30 different sports, and over the life of the partnership we've provided around £1.7 million worth of engineering support to UK Sport.
Thanks to Lucy Harden from BAE Systems. Finally, Simon, back to you. We've heard some good examples of projects. Are there any other projects, though, that you've been working on with BAE Systems that you'd like to mention?
The first one that springs to mind is a virtual reality project that we worked on with BAE Systems to model the courses and venues of the Olympic Games in Rio, to allow athletes to orient themselves with an unfamiliar venue and prepare in a virtual environment. Another project that we've worked on with BAE Systems that's been equally significant was a project with BMX, where we looked at speed through the air. So these guys go off an 8-metre ramp. You're just standing at the top of the ramp, scary enough. I mean, you think about Tom Daley going off the 10-metre platform. These guys start off something that high. And the system that BAE have built for our cyclists has enabled us to combine ground and air speed and really understand the optimum distance to travel in the air to get the fastest possible race.
Simon Timpson, Director of Performance at UK Sport, thanks very much. Good talking to you.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for having me, Tim.
Well, that's it for this BAE Systems podcast on UK sport and British sporting success. If you'd like to find out more about UK sport, just visit www.uksport.gov.uk. From me, Tim Smith, it's goodbye.
The BAE Systems podcast.